Welcome to Leading and Learning. My name is David Spell, and this is the podcast where we talk about practical leadership, team building, theology, and how to create winning habits. I'll also provide an occasional update on what my wife Annie and I are doing in Brazil. I was a police officer near Atlanta, Georgia, and I retired as a lieutenant after almost 30 years of service. I've also been involved in pastoral ministry and leadership development for over 30 years. Now, Annie and I are training leaders and helping plant churches in Brazil. Thanks so much for joining us today. I would love to hear your questions or your feedback. Just leave me a comment or a question at davidspell.com in the comments section for today's episode. Now today, I'm going to give you some tips for making a major life change. In 2012, Annie and I made a major life change. We left our comfortable home in Atlanta, Georgia. We left our adult daughters, our parents, our friends, and an incredible church family and moved to Curitiba, Brazil to work with C3 churches here. And when I say C3 churches, this is just a group of churches that started in Sydney, Australia, and we're a church planting movement. We plant churches all over the world. There's about 350 of them today. But when we moved down here, so many of our friends remarked, "How could you do that? I could never take that kind of a step of faith." Well, obviously, a decision to move to another continent is not one to be taken lightly. But at the same time, changing jobs, starting a business, going back to school, getting married, deciding to have children, or buying a second home as an investment property are not decisions that one should take lightly either. What are some things that need to be considered before someone makes a major life change? And I believe there's four of them. There's four that we're going to consider today. The first one is prayer. For those of us who would say that we're Christians or that we're people of faith, prayer is the first place to start for any major decision. There's a verse in the ancient book of Proverbs that says, "Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths." When we pray, it aligns our hearts, our desires, our motives with God's will. For any big decision, we should all want to know what God's will is for our lives. When the opportunity came for Annie and I to come to Brazil and to help plant churches here, we spent much time praying for God's guidance. Was this really what He wanted? And over a period of weeks and months, we sensed that this was what we were supposed to do. And as that happened, as we began to sense that this was what we were supposed to do, the sense of uncertainty was replaced by a sense of peace and excitement. Now, prayer must not ever become an excuse for not taking action. At some point, we have to act. God's guidance usually comes as we take that first step. We ask God, we pray, we ask Him for His direction, and then we step towards where we sense Him leading. As Pastor Dean Sweetman says, you move and then God moves. We often get this backwards. We're waiting for God to show us a sign, and He is waiting for us to take a step of faith. Faith is exercised as we pray, as we believe we're getting direction from God, and then as we trust Him to guide us as we move. Number two, counsel. After we pray, it's good to get good counsel. No major life change should ever be undertaken without getting some good advice and counsel. Now, this doesn't mean we just run it by a few of our buddies at work, run it by a few of our workout mates at the gym and get their input. Good counsel means that we go to someone that's a little further down the road than we are. This might be our pastor. It might be a small group leader, our boss at work. It might even be our parents. At every step of the way, Annie and I stayed in close contact with our pastors as we made the decision to move to South America. The counsel and advice that they provided was incredible and very helpful. If we're going to get counsel, it's important that we take it seriously. God puts leaders in our lives to help us make the right decisions. Ignoring good counsel can be very dangerous. So we mentioned prayer, we've mentioned counsel, and then number three is timing. What season of life are you in? You know, starting your own business might sound like a great idea. You'd get to leave that job that you hate, and you'd finally get to do what you're passionate about. However, if you're carrying around a significant amount of credit card debt, or if you still have those big student loans hanging over you, this is probably not the time to launch out on your own. Instead, it might be better to develop a plan to get out of debt. This might be the road that takes you to the place where you can start your business in a few years. Or maybe you could start the business on the side while you continued to pay off some debt. For Annie and I, our season of life contributed to our decision to move to Brazil. I had recently retired after almost 30 years as a police officer. Our daughters were both grown and married. For us, this was the perfect time to make a major life change. Now, timing doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect before we step out. That's never going to happen. If we're waiting for everything to line up, if we're waiting for everything to be perfect, we'll never act. But it is good, however, to understand that timing is important, and timing contributes to us being able to achieve our dreams. And then number four, we have to act. At some point, we have to pull the trigger. We have to take that step. What major life change are you contemplating? What is holding you back? You know, so many people have big dreams, big goals, but they're scared to act on them. And many times they'll take these goals, they'll take these dreams to their grave because they were afraid to act. Fear is defeated when we act. Fear is defeated when we step towards what we believe God is calling us to do. Now, maybe, as we mentioned in timing, you are not at a place in life right now where you can make that big life change. But don't let that stop you from moving towards your goal. Just because you're not ready to go for it completely doesn't mean you can't move towards it. It might mean getting out of debt. It might mean going back to school. It might mean, as we said, starting your business on the side while keeping your full-time job. These are good, concrete steps that move you closer to seeing your dreams come true. Now, let me leave you with this. Are you contemplating a major life change? Is there some big decision that you're praying about and contemplating and thinking about? What is one step, just one thing that you can do today that will bring you closer to seeing that dream become a reality? Now it's your turn. Go to davidspell.com and leave your question or comment in the comments section for today's post. While you're there, make sure that you sign up to get my free newsletter. I publish 3 blog posts a week, and subscribing will ensure that you do not miss a single issue. I promise I won't give your email address away. It's safe with me. So until next time, this is David Spell encouraging you to pursue your passion.